This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've seen a talented guy who is a competitor, man. I mean, you know, he's got all the throws. He can make all the throws, you know. He's certainly young. He's learning as he goes as far as the reads and all that, but moves around, makes plays, gets away from the rush. I think he's probably made more scramble tacklers miss in the backfield probably than any quarterback in the league, and made a lot of plays that way too. So, yeah, talented guy. We're going to have to be at our very best.
That's John Harbaugh. He's talking about Bo Nix, whose team is 5-3. He started all games. He's completing 63% of his passes, 1,530 yards, 8 touchdowns, 5 interceptions for a passer rating of 81.4. And yet my co-host, my good buddy Jeremy Kahn, tells me that he ain't worth a damn.
No, that's not true. The thing that impresses me most about Bo Nix is that he can sign his name faster than anyone I've ever met. Maybe Mel Ott would be right behind him, I guess, if we want to just put athletes in there. Like, I don't think there's anything of substance when I watch Bo Nix. I think he runs the football fairly well, and you're going to see him take off a couple of times. I think he locks onto his first receiver.
Jesus,
way
he's
too much.
Age.
He's, I just don't see it.
He's born in 2000.
And I've been arguing. It's so funny because the people I argued with about this, I had some guy that just tagged me. He's like, Broncos are 5-3, and you said they'd be the worst team in the league. And I'm like, okay. But you
There's
also,
still time.
But no, his. This is what I love about people. His post was, Broncos won't be the worst team in the league. They're going to have a top 10 defense, and Bo Nix is going to be up for offensive rookie of the year. So what do we talk about? What did he put in the post? Oh, you said the Broncos are going to be terrible. Yeah, you said Bo Nix was going to win rookie of the year. You've been watching him? His sorry ass? By the way, Jaden Daniels, 6 out of the first 8 weeks, rookie of the week.
Oh, he's,
offensive rookie
he's
of the
got
week.
He's got it, man.
Yeah.
He's the MVP candidate.
Yeah. So like, again, I don't want this to become like I'm just trashing Bo Nix, but I am. I am. I don't think he's good. And I think...
He doesn't like Deion. He doesn't like Bo Nix. Anything in and around Denver.
No, I love
doesn't
South
like
Park.
It.
South Park's great.
It's a good point, yeah.
South Park is from Denver?
Yeah.
Never do that.
Was it Aurora?
Did you like John Elway?
Yeah, I love John Elway. Except, I mean, look, when I was growing, just so people know.
Joe Montana was better.
When he did the Colts, when he said he wasn't going to play for the Colts, that didn't affect me.
Me
I was
either.
Too young.
Well, you know why it didn't affect me? Because I understood. Dude, come on. Everybody got upset with him, wouldn't have blamed for that if they didn't have to either.
He tried to use his leverage saying he was going to go to baseball, but that wasn't going to happen.
Wasn't even good.
So, but no, like I think John Elway, the football player, amazing. John Elway, the GM, you can shoot that off into the sun because he sucks.
Except for when he got Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but look, okay, you get the greatest quarterback of all time.
No,
to come
I'm
in.
Just jabbing at you. Yeah. Except for the greatest quarterback of all time.
But yeah, but by the way, you know I feel that way. I heard somebody was making the case that Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady if you look at their overall careers.
Yeah, let's stop. Well, let's get back to Bo Nix.
Anyway.
Bo Nix is better than who?
In the league? Like, again, he's not devoid of talent. There are reasons why he got drafted in the first round. I just don't think that dog's going to hunt over a long period of time. Enjoy this ride. Enjoy all this little time where everybody's like, yeah, he's got 5 wins. Go look at his numbers. Look deeper in the numbers. Last week was the best game he had.
Last week was?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, they have a flip. Yeah, you're right. Through three touchdowns, no interceptions.
And who did he do that against?
Carolina.
Okay. You know, so they have five wins. Four of their wins are against four of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, it would be Carolina, New Orleans, Las Vegas, the Jets, and Tampa.
Tampa was the only team with more than two wins, right, in that grouping until last night when the Jets won.
Right.
So, I know you play who's on your schedule, but the Tampa Bay Bucks win, they were 0. Like, that was an impressive win to me. I'm going, where the hell did that come from? And they did that when Mike Evans and Chris Godwin were both healthy. But again, when you look at how they match up with other teams, if I'm going to take the best cornerback in the league and put him on your best receiver, I know I'm taking him away for the most part, because every single player that he's gone up against, he has locked down. It's just like, if you haven't seen Patrick Surtain play, it's just like watching Darrell Revis play. It's very similar. You might like one over the other, but the fact remains that when they come into Baltimore, where are you putting him? Do you want him chasing Zay all over the field? Do you want him locking
down
Bateman?
Depends on who's quarterbacking.
Okay. Well, that does matter, too.
So, basically, I want to go on record with this.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing impresses you about Bo Nix.
I like the way he runs the football. That's it. I don't think he's going to be accurate when all is said and done. I don't think he's the guy to get you over the top. And by the way, I don't think he went to the right team to really make this happen. You know, their offensive line's fine. It's not great. It's been better this year. Their defense has been way better than what I think a lot of people would have expected. But I think some of that stems from their pass rush and what they're able to do with Surtain.
And for those of you wondering what Jeremy's talking about, the way he runs, week three, 9 carries for 47 yards. A couple weeks ago, he had 6 carries for 61 yards. 2 weeks ago, he had 10 carries for 75 yards. So he runs well.
It's sneaky because, like, and the other guy that was in that grouping, Sam Darnold runs well. And people don't give him credit for it because you don't think about it. But I think Bo Nix is very similar to what Sam Darnold is from a running standpoint. Because people forgot, like, when Darnold was on the Panthers, he led the league in rushing touchdowns through the first, I think, 4 weeks last year or 2 years ago when he was there. So, yeah, it would have been two years ago. So, this is a guy that will take off and get you 30, 40 yards on the ground if he sees it break down. Bo Nix is one of those guys that I'm a little bit concerned about. Does he run too soon? Is he
Bo
one of
Nix
those?
Had a long of 32 yards 2 weeks ago against New Orleans.
Yeah. Another great team. That upstart team.
Yes, four rushing touchdowns, too.
So?
He gets one literally. Oh, not literally. Yeah, almost
every day. He had two in one game, didn't he? No?
No, I'm not going to this.
So, last week, again, three touchdowns. Cortland Sutton is a guy you have to be concerned about, I believe.
He actually had four touchdowns last week.
He ran one in?
Ran one in.
So that was his best game against the Panthers. But the Panthers also ran the football down their throat. And this is why I think the Ravens just handle business on Sunday.
But if you don't have Lamar.
Man, stop with your ifs. You don't know. He's going to be there. He's going
to
be there.
I was about to make a point, but I thought, nah, because they had Bryce Young. So he wasn't scared anybody. Yeah.
Well, you know, look, this is the NFL, and it's hard to sit here and make a case and tell you I think the Ravens handle business on Sunday, which I do, just because when you start looking at it, they played the Raiders and had a double-digit lead and lost. They played the Cowboys and almost blew that game. We saw what happened against the Browns last week. Anything can happen in the AFC.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want anything happening. All right, look, out of your quarterbacks. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
Drake May just got hurt.
Yeah, I know. I hate that. Michael Penix Jr.,
mm-hmm.
J.J. McCarthy, it's hard to say with him. And I think Bo Nix, that's it, right? First round?
Yeah, I think Penix.
Who's best?
Right now you have to say Jaden. But, like, again, I think this Jaden-Caleb thing is going to be a lot of fun to watch as these guys are, you know, Caleb went into his house and should have beat him. Hail Mary gets him, which is kind of crazy. And I know Jaden was banged up. And the Bears, I believe, were coming off of a bye week.
Yep.
But when you list those quarterbacks, Michael Penix Jr. is the only one that hasn't thrown an interception all year long. So take that for what it's worth.
How many pass attempts does he have?
I don't think he has any. No, did he get in any games? He may have gotten in one of the blowouts. That's right. One of the games where Atlanta just handled business. But, you know, like, so looking at those quarterbacks, you've seen them all. Drake May started to sling the football, which kind of surprised me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was liking what I was seeing.
I didn't like him coming out, but I thought he looked pretty good in the few games he was out there with inferior talent around him on the offensive side. But the two guys that really stand out are the ones that went 1 and 2, and the rest of them, it's like, we just got to see when they get their opportunity, if they get it long enough, and the type of players that are around them, what type of numbers they put up as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.